This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Supposed to be a couple things happening tonight that aren't, because it's technical and we haven't got it, the kinks worked out yet. Of course, for everybody listening right now, you won't be able to tell the difference. We're supposed to actually be streaming on Ammoland.com tonight, and I don't think that's working. We'll find out later. Coming out of Turkey, we saw this video footage of this terrorist attack that was foiled. And this should be developed into a police training tool. And it should be used to teach these police officers to become combat-thinking soldiers. In the past, they've been trained to be law enforcement personnel effecting an arrest. Now, this terrorist shot his way inside the Turkish passenger terminal and then was shot by a police officer. He hit the ground, and his rifle went flying across the floor out of range for the murdering Muslim to be able to retrieve it and continue killing innocent people. Now, in the cop world, once he is unarmed and wounded, well, now you're just going to have to move up on him. Your seasoned skills tell you to secure the situation, then render first aid to the poor wounded human writhing on the floor in such obvious pain. Times have changed. With a Muslim, with a terrorist, not necessarily with a Muslim, with a jihadi. Let me clarify that. With a jihadi. If one of them shoots their way in there and you look at him and you see that he has a suicide vest on, you're not giving him first aid. You're putting a bullet in his head. One of the reasons this terrorist was writhing in pain was he's trying to get to his detonation switch and kill even more innocent passengers. In the video, you can see a guy looking down at him and then realizing it looks like Muhammad here has an explosive suicide vest on. Feet don't fail me now. Now, if that person had had a firearm and the training to dispatch the terrorist before the suicide vest was detonated, well, that would have been probably a little bit better, at least there. So unless we change our training in the U.S., the average American cop can and will make the same mistake. To kill a snake, you have to cut off its head, in the case of a terrorist, before he can detonate. American cops do not execute the bad guys, no matter what you may hear from Black Lives Matter. They want to arrest them. They want to read them their rights and process them through the legal system. And that's how it should be for crime. However, when Mohammed the terrorist is writhing on the floor in the Mall of America, trying to get to his detonation switch, one shot to his head would save countless lives. Hard decisions are going to have to be made. in 19, I don't remember when it was, whenever it was we bombed Libya. I went, I was stationed in Europe at the time, and we went, you know, when we went out, everything was cool, you know, the weekend was coming. When we came back, we were sort of on a war footing, and everything changed. And we had to be concerned with what people were going to do, because we were in Europe, and there was a large Muslim contingent there. The goal then was to keep any military personnel from being killed on post. That's why everything was so tight. We have to develop a second nature on this, a second instinct, a second set of criteria. The concept of killing a Muslim terrorist before they can kill you is going to have to become second nature in the very near future. There will be a learning curve that will involve many a U.S. cop getting killed or not killing the snake fast enough or having their law enforcement career destroyed because they did shoot first. But once there are hundreds of dead Americans lying on their own blood or lying in their own blood at a mall or a sports stadium, and everyone gets to see up close on a 24/7 TV news, concerned for the terrorist rights, concerned about, well, it should be gun control, that will all shift to rapid snake killing. That's what we're going to want to do. Duty cops are going to have to learn close quarter combat, not just the tactical teams. Every cop is going to need an evil black rifle. They're going to find themselves carrying that rifle more and more as a daily tool. This will cost money for departments to acquire the rifles and money for training time and ammo. The public will be upset at first, but after a while, not seeing a long gun in the hands of the cop will be an oddity. Private citizens will start to exercise their abilities to open carry long guns. That will take some more getting used to, but it is coming. Life is changing, and those who do not like guns but expect strangers in uniforms to show up with their guns to save the day are going to suffer the most. Our new credo is going to have to be cut the snake's head off. So, if you're out there where there are snakes, you're going to have to make sure that you have the correct tools to deal with snakes. If some, you know, American police officers need to insist that they have long guns in their squad cars, and they need extra ammo. American citizens need to be carrying guns. The ones that aren't carrying guns need to be carrying guns. Our job, in terms of just living, is about to shift. Our needs are about to shift. And unfortunately, snake killing is going to become something that everybody's going to have to learn how to do. One very nice byproduct of that will be that crime will go down. But everything that you've seen in the past few days, the ignoring of the law, the favoritism and everything that you've seen out there, in the background, what's been going on is ISIS is here. We've known that. ISIS is here. They've been coming here. They've been coming up through the porous border. Various ISIS mouthpieces get out there and say, well, we have X amount of cells in the United States today ready to fight. And they will. They will. And we'll continue to see people like Mateen and Saruk pop up too. And we're going to have to get really adept, really quick. We're going to have to get educated. For those of you who are not already, you're going to have to get educated and you're going to have to get ready, because you're going to have to learn how to be a snake killer. In order to kill the snake, you have to cut the head off of the snake. Even if it's on the ground, it can still bite. Nothing new. Nothing new here at all. Just the attitude that we have to employ from here on out. We'll be right back.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I support law enforcement. However, law enforcement is largely made up of people. And occasionally people get it wrong. And in Minnesota, and I don't, it might have been last night, law enforcement got it wrong. At least from what I can tell, just looking at my initial impression of this is that law enforcement got it wrong. I'm talking about the shooting and killing of 32-year-old Philando Castile in Minnesota. This was a guy that had a permit to carry a gun, told the police officer he was carrying a gun. Police officer told him to get his license and registration. He started moving to get his license and registration. His girlfriend, Lavish Reynolds, began screaming live on Facebook seconds after he was shot during a routine traffic stop. As video starts, Reynolds' first words are commanding Castillo to stay with me. She remained calm and continued to comply with the officer's orders, referring to him as sir and describing events that had just transpired. The officer was shouting at Reynolds, "Ma'am, keep your hands where they are." I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hands up, and Reynolds responded, "You told him to get his ID, sir, his driver's license." "Oh, my God, please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that." In the video, Castillo slumped over the driver's seat. The video was flipped horizontally when posted on social media as Reynolds and her 4-year-old daughter remained in the vehicle until complying with backup officers' commands to come out with their hands up. I have not been able to watch the video. I don't know why. I don't want to watch this video. Probably because there's a child involved. This Lavish Reynolds, I wish there was something I could do for her. In the video, she is heard crying in the back seat of the cop car, only to have her young daughter reply, "I'm here with you, Mommy." According to the department's office manager, which is the oddest person I have ever heard being a spokeshole for anybody, Kim Brazil, the St. Anthony's Police Department doesn't have body cameras, so Reynolds' video is likely all that anybody's going to have to go on until details of the investigation are made public. One thing her video does appear to capture is the officer's right index finger staying on the trigger after Castillo was shot 4 to 5 times, according to Reynolds. And there is a very blurred picture with a finger going into a trigger guard. In her video account of what happened, Reynolds lays out a scenario any one of us have been or could be in as gun owners. He, the officer, asked for license and registration. He, Castillo, told that man that it was in his wallet, but he had a pistol on him because he's licensed to carry, and the officer told him, "Don't move." And as he was putting his hands back up, the officer shot him in his arm about 4 or 5 times. If this account is correct, Castillo told the police officer the truth about being armed and indicated he was licensed to carry. He then went for the carry permit in his wallet and was shot to death. When the police officer comes walking up to me, before they ask me anything, I tell them that I have a concealed carry permit, and I offer to let them take control of the gun, which I do not have to by state law. I don't have to do that. But then again, me just doing that puts them at ease. This guy, this officer here, apparently was petrified for whatever reason. I'm going to start keeping my wallet on my dash or on the vehicle console so I don't have to reach behind my back to get to it. If Reynolds' account is accurate, and right now that's all we have because there are no cameras, then Castillo did not do anything to warrant being shot or killed or shot and killed, as it turns out. He did not have a record that would have prevented him from legally carrying. According to Philando's uncle, he worked as a cafeteria supervisor at J.J. Hill Elementary School for 12 to 15 years, cooking for the little kids. This has absolutely nothing to do with the Alton Sterling case in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, Mr. Castile had, like, you know, just a regular, he didn't have a criminal record. Castile's mother says he's not a gangbanger, he's not a thug, he was respectable, and I know he didn't antagonize that officer in any way to make him feel like his life was in danger. She also assumed her son would have had his firearm on him at the time of the traffic stop because he was licensed to carry, and that was something that we always discussed. And he was complying, which I have always said we should do. He was complying. Castile's mother, and this is something that, you know, this is something that I have to face and I have to come to grips with because this is not the way it should be. In order to try to survive being stopped by the police, the only way to do that is to comply. Why should I have to worry? If I haven't done anything wrong, I shouldn't have to worry about surviving an encounter with the police. His mother added, I made sure my kids understood the difference in being law-abiding and the police were there to help. I never once in my life have thought that my son would actually be killed by the persons that are supposed to protect and serve them. Yeah. This officer, according to what I understand, is currently on leave, some sort of administrative leave. His name has not been released. If this account is correct, well, this cop needs to be he needs to be fired, and he needs to be probably indicted. Because if you are complying with a police officer and then you get killed for complying, something is not right here. This is not law and order. To the friends and family of Mr. Castile, I feel for you. Coming up next, coming from AmmoLand.com, an open letter on gun control proposals to Congress. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, all of the shenanigans and everything going on in Congress right now from the Democrats, I completely expect that from them. This is nothing new. They're going to lie. They're going to conflate. They're going to obfuscate. They're going to confuse. They're going to mislead. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. They know full well that what happened in Europe happened with some of the most stringent gun laws on the planet. They use fully automatic weapons there. They know that the people here in the United States, Farouk and Mateen, you know, Mateen passed a bunch of background checks and was on the list and got removed from the list. Farouk used a straw purchaser to buy. So, I mean, you know, background checks worked. But, you know, they want to say if you're too dangerous to board a plane, you're too dangerous to buy a gun. Now, I expect this from these guys. I expect this from the Democrats because they're Marxists. They're communists. They're not even good socialists. They want complete and total control. They want to be totalitarian. E-I-E-I-O. The attacks from the esteemed senators, Feinstein, Schumer, Murphy, the representatives, you know, Lewis and Cummings and Pelosi and all of these guys, I expect that. What bothers me the most is the Republicans and their stupid plans to compromise. Firearms Coalition sat up and wrote a letter to them. They appreciate that Paul Ryan said that we're not going to take away a citizen's rights without due process. But compromise in the gun debate denotes a process in which Second Amendment supporters lose slightly less than under a original proposal. But they still lose. Therefore, this thing has come up. They call themselves the National Coalition to Stop the Gun Ban. They have agreed that they will not compromise on gun control proposals under debate. They will not compromise on universal gun registration schemes being disguised as universal background checks. They will not compromise on attempts to ban semi-automatic firearms, or for that matter, any type of firearm lawfully possessed by Americans. And in particular, they will not compromise any attempt to restrict American civil rights, including Second Amendment rights, without due process of law. They will not accept denial of fundamental civil rights to people placed on secret lists. America has traveled this road before, and the landscape wasn't particularly pretty then, and it certainly isn't now. Widespread violations of rights and civil liberties in the 1950s against subversives on secret blacklists compiled by the FBI were so shockingly un-American, they earned their own moniker, McCarthyism. Neither will they accept proposals which require individuals never convicted of crimes to appeal denied purchases, forcing them to spend time and money and effort to regain lost liberties. Frequently, politicians like to hide behind their NRA rating. The problem here is that none of the signatory organizations of the National Coalition to Stop the Gun Ban, none of them answer to the NRA and will, in fact, coordinate action to deliver political retribution to any legislator who supports by any means the gun control proposals listed above. To that end, they will track public statements, sponsorship, votes, and procedural actions. With respect to terrorist watch list proposals in particular, secret lists are the progeny of tyrants and dictators and fascists. Any individual or organization which assists in any way, a bill, amendment, or procedural tactic to curtail Second Amendment freedoms or due process under the Fifth Amendment will be equally subject to coalition action. I'll be getting one of the Knox brothers to come on about this. We'll be getting some of the source members on this, because the Firearms Policy Council, the Firearms Coalition. Oh gosh, I can't keep all of these guys straight sometimes. I'll be getting one of the Knox brothers to come on about this. This is good. Some of these politicians fully understand that the NRA, while it is the 800-pound gorilla, and I do support them, more so now than I used to in the past, they're not the only game out there. There's quite a few of them out there, actually. And the ones that are out there are, they have members, and they have email lists, and they have influence. And their intent to use this against them makes them nervous, because every one of these guys how often do you actually see one of these cats retire? Huh? How often do they really retire? John McCain hasn't retired. I think Bob Dole retired, but I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know. How often do you see them? So, they like being politicians, without a doubt. They like being politicians. If they can make it into their 80s, yes, it is Guest 930. It is different than GCN Channel 5. Yes, it is. It's slower, because GCN is real time, and there's a latency on the internet getting to my website. But thanks for being there. So anyway, this is them giving notice. I mean, everybody needs to be giving them notice, though. There's 130 some odd million gun owners in the United States today. Do you know what that does if everybody sends an email or makes a phone call to their senator and to their member of the House? Do you know what that does if all gun owners were to do this? Were to get on deck and go. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I live in such and such district, and I don't like what you got. I don't like what you're doing. Oh, they're saying, hey, Daniel, they're saying there's a different show on GCN Channel 5 in the chat room. That might be causing some confusion. Anyway, you know what that would do? That would absolutely shake the core of the American political structure. And everything changes overnight when that many people get involved. But there's more people that own guns than actually vote. How's that possible? Anyway, just me asking questions. They want to make lists. And if they can get it to where people on this list can't buy a gun, then the list will explode. It will explode. Domestic violence on the list. Traffic stops on the list. Bad posts on Facebook on the list. I mean, it just goes on its own. It goes ballistic, as we would have said in the military, when something loses its guidance system. And we definitely don't need to see that, because everything they're wanting to do right now is pushing us closer and harder to the edge, harder and harder and closer to an abyss they don't even understand exists. And I'll tell you about a post I saw. We'll get to that in the next segment. I'm going to tell you about a post from Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I made this reference about this abyss they keep pushing us to, okay, that they don't understand. And now we get this. An adjunct professor at Southern State Community College is under investigation for threatening to shoot up the NRA. He did a Facebook post on June 13th calling on other anti-gun types to storm the NRA headquarters and make sure there are no survivors. SSCC is allowing law enforcement to investigate the case and suggested a negative finding could be grounds for termination. From Facebook at Campus Reform, and apparently this guy is named James Pierce from Chillicothe, Ohio. Pierce, by the way, P-E-A-R-C-E, in case you guys want to look up his profile. Here's his post. Look, there's only one solution. A bunch of us anti-gun types are going to have to arm ourselves, storm the NRA headquarters in Fairfax, Virginia, and make sure there are no survivors. This action might also require coordinated hits at remote sites like Washington lobbyists. Then, and only then, will we see some legislative action on assault weapons. Have a nice day. Smiley face. He got 14 likes and 4 shares. Now, here's the problem with this thought process. And I used this today on my Facebook page and shared it with my show page and everything else. These anti-gunners that advocate violence, first of all, don't really know what violence is. They don't really know what violence is. Violence is something that should not be made light of. Someone that would advocate attacking a bunch of people for existing, for example, they are a special kind of evil that deserve their own special corner of hell. The problem with these types is that if they were to actually do what they advocate, They would have a very shocked expression on their face when they started getting perforated. Because there's a little more to it than picking up weapons and storming some actual viable shooters there. They're in Virginia. You know, I know McAuliffe is the governor of Virginia and everything else, but I mean, they're in Virginia where they have open carry and concealed carry and all this other stuff, and they probably have, there's probably some people at the NRA headquarters carrying guns. I know there's some people at the Gun Owners of America headquarters carrying guns. Every single one of them is carrying a gun there. So, you know, this supposition that we, the American gun owner, are like they, the hoplophobic, academic, anal retentive masses, you know, that are, I would say he's coastal, but he's in Ohio. He's an academic. The idea that we're like that is just wrong. And we go back to this thing where they just simply cannot imagine being like we are. They can't imagine defending themselves. They can't imagine being resolute. They can't imagine being unafraid. They can't imagine carrying a gun. But this belief, I've heard this so many times before. There's this one particular waste of skin somewhere in Georgia. He does a radio show named Mike Malloy. And Mike Malloy has got out there, and on his broadcast, he's gotten out there and ranted and raved and said, look, and because he's in Georgia, right, because they have guns everywhere in Georgia, he's particularly upset. He said, okay, look, so you come up to me, and I know you've got a gun, so I'll have my gun, and I'll just pull it out and kill you. Because I'm going to defend myself. I'm not going to let you get close enough to me to kill me. I'm going to kill you. Mike Malloy is surrounded by people toting guns every day. He just doesn't know it because they're concealed. Maybe he does know it. In Georgia, it doesn't have to be concealed all the time. But this idea, though, the problem that the gun grabbers have, the problem that the Democrats have, the problem that all of these deep-thinking elitist statists have, is that they believe that they can pass a law and we're just going to say, oh, okay. What choice do I have? Okay. It's a law. Okay. I'm looking at New York. I'm looking at Connecticut. I'm looking at Australia, where, you know, massive noncompliance went along with that. With all of those little schemes, yeah, they did pick up 600,000 guns in Australia, but how many guns were there before? Did they know? Figures are 80% of the people there did not comply to the coercive buyback, the forced buyback. Nobody is touting the SAFE Act. When was the last time you heard about the New York SAFE Act? They're not touting the New York SAFE Act because there's only been like 5% compliance on the assault weapon registration that was supposed to take place. They have not complied. Law enforcement is not pushing it. I'm sure that if you do something untoward in New York State and you are one of these non-registered AR-15 owners or AK-47 owners or Galil owners or, you know, whatever, and they find that on you, I'm sure that gets tamped on as a charge, but they were not looking for that most of the time. Likewise, in Connecticut, you know, they've got a Governor Malloy there that most people have not gone and registered their weapons there either. So I'm looking at that, and I'm just saying there's simply, no matter, if they take... Part of being in radio is being able to form your sentences. If they were to go and secure all of government, and they were to, the Supreme Court steps up and says, there is no Second Amendment, and there are no Bill of Rights, there is no Bill of Rights, and we are now this is now the Third Reich, or, Venezuela, or whatever you want, this is the new Soviet America. It's one thing to declare it. It is quite another thing to put it into play. One of the biggest logistical nightmares they would have, and logistics do matter, is to get out there and to try to take all the guns from Americans. That would be such a waste of time. As for these academics who insist upon calling for violence. Let me explain something to you, professors. Violence is something that it's something you have to master. It's not about what you do, it's what you're willing to do. Some of us who have trained to be violent, we also have the capability of pulling it back and stopping. You don't have that capability. You don't have the capability of being violent. You can talk a big game. You can talk loud. But talking the talk and walking the walk are two different things. And I'm afraid that if you get out there and try to walk the trail, the warrior's, the warrior's path, I'm afraid you're going to be in deep, deep kimchi. Because sooner or later, you will cross up with somebody that does know what they're doing, knows exactly what you're trying to project, and will stomp you. We will be looking at you like we do at snakes. I am against all enemies, foreign and domestic, terrorist and totalitarian alike. And if you get out there and you want to look at a class of people and say, they have to die, we need to kill all of them. Well, pal, I was willing to live and let live up to about that point. Until at that point, you indicated to me that you are dangerous. And since I don't believe that my concept of a fair fight is who wins the fight, since I believe that you would be perfectly within your rights to ambush or bushwhack or whatever you want to call it, shoot somebody in the back or something, you become a target of opportunity at that moment. For the good of this James Pierce, I think he needs to be arrested and charged with making a terroristic threat and then put in jail and then be exposed to some violence so he can learn to appreciate the ways of peace. Because obviously, he's lived far too pampered a life. He's looking for some thrills. I think he needs to be given some thrills, just not the kind he thinks he wants. We're going to flip an hour. Number two, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. And a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.